be asking yourself, well, why are you making such a big deal? ¿Por qué está haciendo tanto ruido? You should have been there. Hubiese deseado que hubieses estado ahí. You should have been there when the Lord pulled me. Setting up the stage for what the Lord wants to do here tonight. Yo creo que el Señor ya está haciendo, preparando esta atmósfera. Word of the Lord in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 10 and verse 11. Vamos a ir al libro de Isaías, capítulo 55, versículos 10 y versículo 11. Amen. I want to give honor. Brother Fishburne, Sister Fishburne, the angels of this city. Quiero dar honor al Pastor Fishburne y a su esposa, los ángeles de esta ciudad. How many are thankful for your pastor tonight and First Lady? ¿Cuántos están agradecidos por su pastor y primera dama? Amen. First of all, thank you for the invitation. Primeramente, gracias por la invitación. We're also thankful for all the attention, toda la atención, and everything this past few days, y todo lo que se ha hecho estos últimos días. I know that yo sé que es un sacrificio, and it's an investment, y también es un anyways, it's an investment. Bueno, es un un investment. Amen. 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 But I believe that the Lord is going to bless you 100-fold. Pero yo creo que el Señor los va a bendecir al 100 por 1. Amen. 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 And to all the great, great people of God, a todo el pueblo de Dios, COT, de CLT. Amen. First class, de primera clase esta semana. Amen. 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 But we're going to read from the word of the Lord. Vamos a leer de la palabra de Dios. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 and verse 11. Verso 10 y 11 del libro de Isaías, capítulo 55. Amen. The Bible says, for as the rain cometh and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Porque como desciende de los lluvia y la nieve, y no vuelve allá, sino que riega la tierra y la y da semilla al que siembra y pan al que come, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. así será mi palabra que sale de mi boca. No volverá a mí vacía, sino y será prosperada en aquello para que la envíe. Just for a few moments with the help of the Holy Ghost, y por unos momentos con la ayuda del Espíritu to you, minister to you, it shall come to pass. Quiero ministrarle por unos momentos, Espíritu Santo, así sucederá. Put your Bibles down, let's throw our hands in the air right now, and let's worship God, let's pray, let's ask the Lord to meet with us here tonight in the name of Jesus. Vamos a cerrar nuestros ojos, vamos a alabarlo, vamos a orar, vamos a levantar nuestras voces y vamos a pedir que el Señor nos encuentre en ese lugar esta noche. Come on, it shall come to pass. Así sucederá. Aleluya, 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 aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. In the name of Jesus, en el nombre de Jesús. Brother, if you can help me with these monitors, please. Amen, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. After Pastor Wilbanks preached this morning, después de que el Pastor Wilbanks predicara esta mañana, the Lord confirmed what he had already placed in my spirit, in my heart for tonight. El Señor confirmó lo que Él quería que predicara esta noche. So just for a few moments, I want to tie it in or just flow in that same vein and hopefully help somebody tonight. Y quiero fluir en esa misma vena, en ese mismo fluir, y ojalá que pueda ser de ayuda para alguien en esta noche. In the Bible, we find out not only that God's word is powerful, but also that God's word has creative power. En la Biblia descubrimos que no solo la palabra es poderosa, sino que también que la palabra de Dios tiene poder creativo. Now we see the full display of this in the book of Genesis when God begins to speak order into a world that was empty and in chaos. Ahora vemos y describimos esto, vemos la manifestación completa de esto en el libro de Génesis, cuando Dios empieza a pronunciar orden en un mundo que estaba en caos y que también estaba vacío. Commanded, so it was done. Y así como Él ordenó, así se hizo. So today, if your world is in chaos, así que si hoy, si tu mundo está en caos, as the word of God is being preached, mientras la palabra de Dios está siendo predicada, I believe that God can speak light into your darkness. Yo creo que Dios puede hablar luz en medio de tu obscuridad. If your world is in chaos, si tu mundo está en caos, I believe that God can speak peace into your chaos. Yo creo que Dios puede hablar paz en medio de tu caos. And I believe that as the word of God is being preached, y yo creo que mientras la palabra de Dios está siendo predicada, I believe that God can fill you with the Holy Ghost. Yo creo que Dios puede llenarte con el poder del Espíritu Santo. Does anybody believe that here tonight? ¿Habrá alguien que lo crea en esta noche? Now Paul describes the word of God in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. El apóstol Pablo describe la palabra de Dios en Hebreos capítulo 4 y versículo 12 as being quick and powerful. Porque la palabra de Dios dice la palabra de Dios que es viva y es eficaz, and sharper than any two-edged sword, y más cortante que toda espada de dos filos, piercing evil. So
soul and spirit. Y penetra, dice la palabra, hasta partir el alma y el espíritu también. And of the joints and marrow. Y las coyunturas y los tuétanos. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Y discierne los del corazón. Now we can trust a word that comes from God, because we know that if God said it, we can rest assured that it's going to come to pass. Ahora sabemos que podemos confiar en la Hijo. Podemos estar seguros que así va a suceder. It may take a little while, but it's going to happen. Puede ser que tal vez tome un poco de tiempo, pero puedes estar seguro que va a suceder. It may take a few weeks, or even a few months. Puede ser que tome unos meses, e incluso unas semanas, or even a few years, o incluso unos años. But you can rest assured that it's going to come to pass. Pero puedes estar seguro que se va a cumplir, because the Bible says, porque la palabra de Dios dice, that it will not return unto him void, porque la palabra de Dios dice que no va a regresar su palabra a él vacía. The word of God, it's never late. La palabra de Dios nunca está tarde, but it's always some time. Pero siempre está tiempo. The word of God, it may take some time. Puede ser que tome un tiempo, but it's going to come to pass. The word of God is faithful. La palabra de Dios es fiel. The word of God is forever established in heaven. La palabra de Dios está por siempre establecida en los cielos. Heaven and earth shall pass away. El mundo y la tierra pasarán. But his word. Pero su palabra. It's forever established. Ha sido establecida para siempre. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. Segunda de Corintios capítulo 1 y versículo 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen. Porque todas las promesas de Dios son en el sí y en el amén. Unto the glory of God by us. Por medio de nosotros, para la gloria de Dios. Come on, God's word is faithful. La palabra de Dios es fiel. God's word is timeless. La palabra de Dios es eterna. God's word is refreshing. La palabra de Dios es refrescante. God's word, it's anointed. La palabra de Dios está ungida. And when you and I obey it, it has the ability to change us. Y si tú y yo la obedecemos, tiene la posibilidad y la habilidad de cambiarnos. It has the ability to transform us. Tiene la habilidad de transformarnos. It has the ability to inspire us. Tiene la habilidad de inspirarnos. It has the ability to make us a new creature. Tiene la habilidad de hacernos unas nuevas criaturas. Because God's word, it's powerful. Porque la palabra de Dios es poderosa.
Amen. But even though we love the quickness of God's word and the word that comes from God, and as we should, pero aunque amamos la eficacia de la palabra de Dios y que tan rápida y eficaz es la palabra de Dios, and as we should, y debemos, and we rejoice in the fact that God's word is true, as we should, y nos regocijamos que la palabra de Dios es verdadera, y debemos. And we rejoice in the fact that God's promises and God's word is powerful, as we should. Y nos regocijamos de las promesas de Dios que son impartidas por su palabra y el poder de su palabra, y debemos de hacerlo.
But the Bible is full of individuals who had divine visitations and encounters with God. Pero la Biblia está llena de individuos que recibieron visitaciones divinas y encuentros divinos con Dios. And God, the Bible says that God will speak to them and give them divine assignments or promises that will require them to wait and see the fulfillment of those promises. Y Dios, la palabra de Dios nos deja saber que Dios hablaba con ellos y les daba instrucciones divinas y promesas que requerían esperar para ver el cumplimiento de esas promesas. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 29, we see a conflict between the false prophet Hananiah and the prophet Jeremiah. En Jeremías capítulo 29 vemos un conflicto entre el profeta falso Ananías y el profeta Jeremías. Jeremiah had just pronounced judgment on the false prophet Hananiah. Jeremías acababa de haber pronunciado juicio sobre el falso profeta Ananías, because Hananiah had told the people of God that God will break the yoke of Babylon, freeing them to return home in 2 years as they found themselves undertaken unto exile. Porque el profeta Ananías les había profetizado al pueblo de Israel que Dios rompería el yugo de Babilonia, liberándolos para que regresaran a su tierra natal en 2 años, porque se encontraban en exilio. And while certainly his message sounded attractive to the people of God, it was all a lie. And it resulted, the Bible says, in God taking Hananiah from the face of the earth that same year. Y mientras el mensaje de Ananías ciertamente sonó muy atractivo al pueblo de Dios, la palabra de Dios dice que era una mentira, y resultó en que Dios se llevara al profeta Ananías de la faz de la tierra ese mismo año. But Jeremiah, the Bible says, he had the boldness to tell the people of God that they will live and stay in Babylon for 70 years. Pero Jeremías tuvo el valor de decirle al pueblo de Israel que vivirían y permanecerían en Babilonia durante 70 años. Therefore, they had to establish themselves, build houses, marry, and to multiply, and pray for the peace and the prosperity of that city. Por lo tanto, en ese momento de espera, tenían que establecerse, construir casas, casarse, multiplicarse, y orar por la paz y la prosperidad de aquel lugar a donde se encontraban. Now we have to understand that the words of Jeremiah were told to the people of God in the midst of difficulties and suffering. Ahora debemos entender que las palabras de Jeremías fueron dirigidas al pueblo de Israel, al pueblo de Dios en medio de dificultades y sufrimiento. A people who probably wanted an imminent rescue, like the one that Hananiah had falsely prophesied about. Un pueblo que deseaba un rescate inmediato como aquel que Ananías falsamente había profetizado. Now we have to understand and we have to get this. Debemos entender y recibir esto. God's response, it's not always an immediate one. Las respuestas que vienen de Dios no son siempre inmediatas, but there are times that we have to wait. Hay tiempos que debemos esperar, and after waiting, y después de haber esperado, sometimes we have to wait a little bit longer. Hay veces que debemos esperar un poco más. But while you wait, don't get discouraged. Pero mientras estás esperando, no te desanimes. While you wait, don't make decisions based on your emotions. Mientras estás esperando, no tomes decisiones basadas en tus emociones. While you wait, pray. Mientras estás esperando, ora. I'm gonna say that again. While you wait, pray. Mientras estás esperando, ora. Don't make decisions based on your current circumstance. No tomes decisiones de acuerdo a tu condición presente. While you wait, get involved. Mientras estás esperando, involúcrate. Teach a Bible study. Enseña un estudio bíblico. While you wait, keep fighting. Mientras estás esperando, luchando, sigue luchando. While you wait, keep being faithful to the house of God. Mientras esperas, sigue siendo fiel a la casa de Dios. Don't give up. No te rindas. Don't throw in the towel. No tires la toalla. While you wait, wait on the Lord. Mientras esperas, espera en el Señor. Because God's word shall never return unto him void. Porque la palabra de Dios nunca va a regresar vacía. And sometimes the word of God comes like the rain, and we love it. Porque hay veces que la palabra de Dios viene como la lluvia, y amamos cuando viene como la lluvia. But sometimes the word of God comes like the snow, and that's when you have to wait. Pero hay veces que la palabra de Dios viene como la nieve, y ahí es a donde tienes que esperar. Come on, the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. La palabra de Dios dice que sin fe es imposible agradar a Dios. But sometimes the word of God comes in the form of snow. Pero hay veces que la palabra de Dios viene en forma de nieve. And it's in the waiting. Yeah. Yeah. Y es en la espera. Yeah. Where people give up. Uh-huh. A donde las personas se dan por vencido. That's the spirit of this world. Right. Ese es el espíritu de este mundo. Yeah. We want it and we want it now. Lo queremos y lo queremos ahora. That's why the CEO of McDonald's is a billionaire. Es por eso que el dueño de McDonald's es billonario. We don't want to wait. No queremos esperar.
Man, those tacos were good, huh?
Esos tacos estaban buenos. ¿Cuánto tiempo le demoró cocinando, hermano, esa birria?
Toda una noche.
I just asked her how long it took for her to cook all that food. She said all night. You could have went to McDonald's. Yeah. Tú hubieses podido haber ido al McDonald's.
Yeah.
You could have.
Yeah.
Hubieses podido ir.
Nunca.
Man, you would have been in and out. Hubieras estado, hubieras entrado y salido. 10 minutes. 10 minutos. But man, even after it took her all night to cook all that food, y aún después de que le tomó toda la noche cocinar esa comida, we still had to wait in line. Todavía tuvimos que esperar en la línea. But I hear nobody complain about it, though. Pero yo no escuché a nadie que estaba quejándose. You want to know why? Because you knew that what was waiting on the other side. Porque tú sabías que lo que te estaba esperando. Now you're not hearing me tonight. Tú no me estás escuchando esta noche. There are times that God is going to make you wait. Hay veces que Dios te va a hacer esperar. Because he knows that if he blesses you with what you've been asking for right now. Porque él sabe que si él te bendice con lo que le has estado pidiendo en ese momento, you're not going to be able to appreciate when you get to the other side. No vas a poder agradecer cuando llegues al otro lado. Because the word of God, sometimes it comes like the rain.
Yes.
And it creates a river. Hay veces que viene como la lluvia y crea un río.
But there are times that when the word of God comes like the snow. Pero hay veces que cuando la palabra de Dios viene como la nieve. You can't see the river. No puedes ver el río. You can't see the stream. No puedes ver el riachuelo que se está formando. But it's underneath. Pero está debajo. And even though you can see it, y aunque tal vez no lo puedas ver, you better believe it. There is a stream and there is a river already flowing. Y aunque tal vez no lo puedas ver, créelo, ya hay un río que está fluyendo. God have mercy. The Bible says that but without faith it is impossible to please him. La palabra de Dios dice que sin fe es imposible agradar a Dios. And tonight the Lord has sent me to simply remind you. El Señor me ha enviado para simplemente recordarte. Don't give up. Don't give up. It's gonna come to pass. El Señor me ha enviado simplemente recordarte. No te rindas, porque así sucederá. Se va a cumplir. But you cannot give up now. Pero no puedes darte por vencido ahora. You can't throw in the towel now. No puedes tirar la toalla ahora. Just hold on. Aférrate. Just hold on. Solo aférrate. Keep walking by faith and not by sight. Sigue caminando por fe y no por vista. Because his word shall come to pass. Porque su palabra se va a cumplir. The promises of God often comes with obstacles and opposition. Las promesas de Dios obstantemente siempre vienen con obstáculos y con oposición. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16, la palabra de Dios dice en Mateo capítulo 10 y verso 16, that Jesus just boldly tells his disciples, Jesucristo de condenuedo le dice a sus discípulos, that he was sending them, them out like sheep among wolves, que el Señor los estaba enviando como ovejas en medio de lobos. And let me remind a saint of God tonight, let me remind CLT tonight, déjame recordar a un santo de Dios esta noche y a esta iglesia local. Just because there is opposition, solo porque hay oposición, doesn't mean that God has forgotten. No significa que Dios se ha olvidado. God send you towards the opposition. Dios te envió hacia la oposición. And if there is opposition, you better believe that you're in the will of God. Y si hay oposición, créelo, estás en la voluntad de Dios. But oftentimes, we think that just because there is opposition, that we're outside of the will of God. Pero hay veces que pensamos que simplemente porque hay oposición, estamos haciendo algo malo fuera de la voluntad de Dios. No, it's simple means that it's gonna cost you something. Simplemente significa que te va a costar algo. It's gonna take prayer. Va a tomar oración. It's gonna take some fasting. Va a tomar ayuno. It's gonna take some soul winning. Va a tomar alcanzar almas y ganar almas para Dios. But the promises of God often comes with a position. Pero las promesas de Dios obstantemente siempre vienen con oposición. Siempre. I read an article a few years ago. Yo leí un artículo hace unos años atrás. There were a few scientists. Había unos científicos that went to some remote islands in Jamaica and New Zealand. Que fueron a unas islas remotas en los continentes de Jamaica y Nueva Zelanda. And they discovered, y ellos descubrieron en esas islas, en those islands, there were birds that have lost their ability to fly. que había aves en esa isla que habían perdido la habilidad de volar. And the reason why that happened, y la razón que ellos dicen que eso sucedió, it was because there was an absence of adversaries. Porque había una ausencia de adversarios. There were no predators. There was nothing to chase them around. No había otras tal vez animales o especies de animales que los acosaran y los persiguieran. So they never developed wings to fly. They never developed wings strong enough to fly. Así que ellos nunca desarrollaron alas lo suficientemente fuertes para volar. Have you ever seen a hummingbird that can't fly? ¿Habrá alguien que ha visto un colibrí que no pueda volar? Have you ever seen one? ¿Habrá alguien que ha visto un colibrí que no pueda volar? But because there was no opposition. Pero porque no había oposición. They weren't created to walk. Esos pájaros no fueron creados ni diseñados para caminar. But because of the absence, or the absence of an adversary, pero por la ausencia de un adversario, they conformed to live down here. Se conformaron de vivir aquí abajo. The church, la iglesia, was never designed to live down here. La iglesia nunca fue diseñada para vivir aquí abajo. We were designed to inhabit and to live in heavenly places. Nosotros fuimos diseñados para habitar y vivir en lugares celestiales. We weren't designed to live down here. Nosotros no fuimos diseñados para vivir aquí abajo. Come on. The reason why you'll be feeling the pressure of the adversary. La razón por la cual has sentido la presión del adversario is because God is calling you to a higher place. Es porque Dios te está llamando a un lugar más alto. He's calling you to the third heaven. Él te está llamando al tercer cielo. But we want to live down here. Pero queremos vivir aquí abajo. Us four and no more. Nosotros cuatro y no más. The church was not designed to live that way and to operate that way. La iglesia nunca fue diseñada para operar de esa manera. Come on, it's time to get out of your comfort zone. Es tiempo de salir de tu zona de conformidad. It's time to get out of the rut. Es tiempo de salir de ese lugar que has estado por mucho tiempo. Come on, it's time to get out of the shallows. Come on, es tiempo de salir de los lugares bajos. It's time to jump in. Es tiempo de meterte. It's time to get in the flow of the Holy Ghost. Es tiempo de meterte al fluir del Espíritu Santo. When Joseph was thrown in the pit, cuando José fue tirado en aquel pozo seco, the Bible says that it was a dry well. Era un pozo seco. Then they sold him. Después lo vendieron. Then he got thrown in jail. Después lo metieron en la cárcel. Then he became the second most powerful man in Egypt. Después se convirtió en el segundo hombre más poderoso en Egipto. The Bible talks about a famine. Después la Biblia habla de una hambruna que azotó aquella región. And then his brothers came. Y sus hermanos vinieron. The same ones that put him in that pit. Los mismos que lo pusieron ahí en ese pozo. And he looked at him and he said, what you guys meant for evil, the Lord. Mira a sus hermanos y le dice, lo que ustedes trataron de hacerlo para mi mal. The Lord turning around for my good. El Señor le dio vuelta a todo eso y lo usó para mi bien. There are times that you're going to be, that God's going to put you in a position. Hay veces que Dios te va a poner en una posición, and he's going to put you in a place, y te va a poner en un lugar, that sometimes it may seem like it's going to be your tomb, but in reality it's going to be a womb. Hay veces que Dios te va a poner en un lugar que muchas veces va a parecer como es una tumba, pero en realidad no es una tumba, es un vientre. So when you come out of that womb, y cuando tú salgas de ese vientre, you're going to be a new person. Vas a ser una nueva persona. You're gonna be wiser. Vas a tener más sabiduría. You're gonna be stronger. Vas a ser más sabio. You're gonna be transformed. Vas a ser transformado. Because what it meant to kill you, porque lo que viera de haberte matado, it was just a birthplace. Era un lugar de nacimiento. What the enemy thought that it was gonna be your end. Lo que el enemigo pensó que iba a ser tu final. The Lord turned it around. El Señor lo cambió todo. And what you thought, and what you thought that it was gonna be, and what you thought what it was gonna be, your destruction, y lo que pensaste que iba a ser tu destrucción, it's just gonna be a place that's gonna take you to another level. Simplemente va a ser un lugar que te va a llevar a otro lugar, a otro nivel más alto. They try to do that with Jesus. Ellos trataron de hacer lo mismo con Jesús. After they put him in the tomb, they thought that that was it for him. Después que lo pusieron en la tumba, pensaron, todos pensaron que ese era el fin del Señor Jesucristo. But on the third day, the seed that died, and la semilla que cayó y murió, came out of that tomb. Amen. Salió de esa tumba. Yeah. And when he came out of that tomb, y cuando salió de esa tumba, yeah. Oh God. Yeah. But sometimes you have to wait. Yeah. Pero hay veces que tienes que esperar. Amen. And it's in the waiting. Yeah. Yeah. Y es en la espera. Yeah. The disciples. Los discípulos, even after Jesus told them that on the third day he was going to rest, you know, he was going to come out of the tomb, and then they were going to go to Jerusalem, and they were going to tarry, and they, you know, and God was going to fill them with the Holy Ghost and with fire. What did they do? Después de que Jesucristo les había dicho que iba a salir de la tumba y después iban a tener que ir a Jerusalén a esperar la promesa que Dios les iba a dar y los iba a investir de los cielos con el Espíritu Santo y fuego. What did they do?
Yeah.
They went back to the same old same. Right. Regresaron a lo mismo. This is not a new thing. Esto no es algo nuevo.
Yeah.
But it's in the waiting. Pero es en la espera. There are prophecies that were spoken over this region. Hay profecías que fueron profetizadas sobre esta región aquí. But the only way that those prophecies are going to be fulfilled, la única manera que esas profecías se van a cumplir, is if you're willing to wait. Es que si estás dispuesto a esperar. But while you wait, don't you throw in the towel. Pero mientras estás esperando, no tires la toalla. There is words, there is prophecies and promises that were spoken over your life. Hay profecías y promesas que fueron habladas sobre tu vida. But you still, my God, have mercy. It's in the waiting. Es en la espera. It's in the waiting. Because the word of God, sometimes it comes like the rain, but sometimes it comes like the snow. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Pero los que esperan en Jehová, los que esperan a Jehová tendrán nuevas fuerzas. They shall mount up wings as eagles. Levantarán alas como las águilas. And they shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Correrán y no se cansarán. Caminarán y no se fatigarán. But only those that wait upon the Lord. Pero solamente aquellos que esperan en el Señor. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. Jeremías capítulo 29 y versículo 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Porque yo sé los pensamientos que tengo acerca de vosotros, dice Jehová, pensamientos de paz y no de mala, para daros el fin que esperáis. But the only way that you're going to see the fulfillment of the promises is when you understand that you're going to have to expect that the word of God is going to come to pass. Pero la única manera que vas a ver las promesas de Dios cumplirse es cuando tengas la expectativa y puedas esperar hasta que las promesas de Dios se cumplan. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Filipenses capítulo 4 y versículo 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. Por nada estéis afanosos, sino sean conocidas vuestras peticiones delante de Dios, en toda oración y ruego con acción de gracias. And the peace of God, which passeth all of understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Y la paz de Dios que sobrepasa todo entendimiento guardará vuestros corazones y vuestros pensamientos en Cristo Jesús. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Filipenses capítulos 4 y versículo 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Por lo demás, hermanos, todo lo que es verdadero. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Todo lo honesto y todo lo justo. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Todo lo puro y todo lo amable. Whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue. Todo lo que es de buen nombre, si hay virtud alguna. And if there be any praise, think on these things. Si hay algo digno de alabanza, en esto pensad. You have to keep your mind on the promises of God. Tienes que mantener tu mente en las promesas de Dios. Because sometimes the word of God comes like the rain. Porque hay veces que la palabra de Dios viene como la lluvia. But sometimes it comes like the snow. Pero hay veces que viene como la nieve. There are prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled. Hay profecías que no se han cumplido. Hay profecías que Dios habló sobre tu vida. There are prophecies that were spoken over this congregation. Hay profecías que fueron habladas sobre esta congregación. And because you haven't seen the fulfillment of those prophecies, y porque tal vez no has visto el cumplimiento de esas profecías, you've been thinking about throwing in the towel. Has estado pensando en tirar la toalla. But I've come to encourage CLT. Pero yo he venido a darle ánimo a CLT en este día. Don't throw in the towel. No tires la toalla. It's gonna come to pass. Se va a cumplir. It's gonna come to pass. Se va a cumplir. Come on. Do you see the impossibilities? Or do you see the possibilities? Vamos, sea que estás viendo las imposibilidades. O puede ser que estés viendo las posibilidades. You may be looking at the valley of the dry bones. And you may be thinking, how in the world are those bones gonna live? Puede ser que estás parado delante de un valle de huesos secos y te estás preguntando cómo es que esos huesos van a vivir. I don't know, but I know it's Lord. Puede ser que yo no sepa, pero el Señor sabe. The bones are gonna live. Los huesos van a vivir. Come on. The bones are gonna live. Los huesos van a vivir. Close your eyes with me for a few moments. Cierra tus ojos por unos momentos conmigo en este momento. Every Bible study that you thought that it was just a waste of time. Cada estudio bíblico que tú pensaste que era una pérdida de tiempo. And you thought that, man, I just wasted all this time and all this all that I invested so much in this, you know, in this family or this individual. He perdido tanto tiempo, gastado, invertido tanto tiempo en esto, con estas familias. And you thought that you will never see the fruits of it. Y tú pensaste que tal vez nunca vas a ver los frutos de ello. Trust me, it's gonna come to pass. Créeme, se va a cumplir. The seed was sowed. La semilla fue sembrada. And you may not see the fruits today. Y puede ser que no veas el fruto el día de hoy. But you just wait a while. Solo espera un poco más. And it's gonna come to pass. Let's all stand in the house of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. God have mercy. But the promises of God come with opposition. Las promesas de Dios siempre vienen con oposición. You're among wolves. Estás en medio de lobos. And sometimes we wonder how it would be to live for God without opposition and without an adversary. Y muchas veces, a veces pensamos cómo sería de vivir para Dios sin oposición y sin un adversario. But God could have killed Ishmael. Pero Dios pudo haber matado a Ismael. But he didn't. Pero no lo mató. And it was because of Abraham's disobedience. Pero fue por la desobediencia de Abraham. Because they got desperate. Porque se desesperaron. They tried to rush the process. Empezaron a tratar de apresurar el proceso. And they tried to kill the baby. Ellos trataron de matar al bebé. And I can assure you that it would have been a different story. Yo le aseguro que hubiese podido tal vez ser una historia diferente. We wouldn't be having all this turmoil right now. No tuviéramos todos los problemas que están sucediendo ahorita en Israel allá. But it's adversary. Su adversario los empujó to become stronger, para ser más fuertes. And a lot of times God is not going to remove the adversity. Y hay veces que Dios no va a remover la adversidad. If you're praying for God to remove the adversity, you're wasting your time. Si tú estás pidiendo que Dios remueva la adversidad, tú estás perdiendo tu tiempo. The enemy is not there to destroy you. El enemigo y el adversario no está ahí para destruirte. The adversary is there to push you. El adversario está ahí para empujarte. I feel it. I know. God, if you heal me, you live for God whether he heals you or not. Bueno, Dios, si me sanas, pues entonces sí voy a vivir para ti. No, usted debería de vivir para Dios si Dios te sana o no. Well, God, if you open this door, if you open that door, then, you know, then I, the adversary, the adversity is there to put.
push you, you know where? To the prayer room. El adversario, la oposición está ahí para empujarte, ¿sabes a dónde? Al cuarto de oración. The adversity is there to push you to get on your knees. El adversario está ahí para empujarte a que te pongas de rodillas. The adversary is there to push you to trust him. El adversario está ahí para empujarte y hacerte que confíes en Dios más. You have to understand, tienes que entender que without an adversary, sin un adversario, you will never reach your full potential. Nunca vas a desarrollar tu potencial verdadero.
You can be satisfied with just showing up to church for the next 5 years and be the same. Puedes conformarte a venir a los servicios por los siguientes 5 años y seguir siendo el mismo. You can let the opposition restrain you. Puedes dejar que la oposición te ate. I'm good. Puede ser que usted diga, yo estoy bien. You know, I have money. Yo tengo dinero. You know, I have a job. Yo tengo un trabajo. Huh? You're a bird without wings. Tú eres un ave sin alas. This world, este mundo, it's a created world.
Right.
Es un mundo creado.
Yeah.
The real world,
right.
El mundo verdadero, is the spirit world.
Right.
Es el mundo espiritual.
Okay.
The one that was there,
right.
Before we even existed.
Yeah.
El que ya estaba ahí,
yeah.
Aún antes de que usted y yo fuésemos creados.
Amen.
But we get caught up with the things of this world.
Right.
Pero nosotros nos quedamos tan atados a las cosas de este mundo. Just because we have a job,
right.
Que solamente porque pensamos que tenemos un trabajo, we think that we have the favor of God. Pensamos que tenemos el favor de Dios. You know what it is? ¿Sabes? Si usted quiere saber lo que es, it's the mercy of God. Es la misericordia de Dios. That's not the favor of God. Ese no es el favor de Dios. That's the mercy of God. Es la misericordia de Dios. That has kept you. Que te ha cuidado. That has protected you. Que te ha protegido. And it has been. And that's the only reason why you probably didn't die on that car accident. Y es la única razón por la cual tal vez no te moriste en ese carro, en ese accidente automovilístico. Did you know that? That very thing that's robbing you from the blessings of God, la cosa que te está robando de las bendiciones de Dios. And now when we think about blessings, we think about, you know, we think about cars, we think about houses, you know, and that all comes with it. But the Bible does say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. But that's down here. Pero eso es aquí abajo. When God wants to pick you up out of that low place, cuando Dios quiere tomarte de ese lugar bajo, He sets you in a place of authority. Y quiere ponerte en un lugar de autoridad. Where you can walk in dominion. A donde puedes caminar en dominio. where you can walk in power, a donde puedes caminar en poder. But we're okay with living down here. Pero estamos bien de vivir aquí abajo. And man, we give up so easy. Y nos damos por vencidos tan fácil. And then you forget, y te olvidas, that you're among wolves, que estás en medio de lobos. That in a moment of weakness, que en un momento de debilidad, they'll snatch you. Te quitan y te llevan. And you think that just because they're talking to you in a friendly manner, y piensas que la, y porque simplemente te hablan en una manera amigable, they're your friends. No, they're not your friends. Y piensas que porque te hablan en una manera amigable son tus amigos. No, ellos no son tus amigos. They're your enemies. Ellos son tus amigos. You know who your real friend is? ¿Quieres saber quién es tu verdadero amigo? Jesus is your real friend. Jesucristo es tu verdadero amigo. Let's all come to the front right now. Vamos todos a venir aquí enfrente en esta tarde. God wants to take CLT. Dios quiere llevar a CLT to a place, a un lugar. Déjeme decir esto por un momento. I feel this in the Holy Ghost. Yo siento esto en el Espíritu Santo. Ezekiel chapter 47, Ezequiel capítulo 47. The Bible talks about an angel that came down to talk to the prophet Ezekiel. La palabra de Dios habla del ángel que descendió a hablar con el profeta Ezequiel. And the Bible says that out of the temple there was a river that was flowing from under the threshold of the door of the house of the Lord. Y la Biblia habla de un río que estaba fluyendo de abajo, que estaba manando de abajo de la puerta del templo de la casa de Dios. And the Bible says that as they followed the flow, mientras ellos estaban siguiendo el fluir, the Bible says that the water came up to their ankles. La palabra de Dios dice que el agua llegó hasta sus tobillos. And then, you know, as they followed the flow, y mientras ellos estaban siguiendo el fluir, the Bible says that the water came up to their knees. La Biblia dice que después el agua llegó hasta sus rodillas. And then it came up to their, you know, it came up to their waist. Y después llegó hasta su cintura. But then the Bible says that then it came a point where they couldn't even swim anymore.
Right.
Pero después dice la palabra de Dios que llegó hasta un punto a donde ellos ya no podían nadar. CLT, CLT, God wants to take you to a place, to waters that you can't even swim anymore. Dios quiere llevarte a aguas en las cuales no puedes ni nadar. We can stay in the shallow. Nos podemos quedar en lo bajo. We can stay, you know, man, the Spirit of God was moving so strongly tonight. El Espíritu de Dios estaba moviendo aquí tan fuerte. That, But you can conform to live in the shallows. Pero te puedes conformar de vivir aquí abajo. When God wants to take you to deep waters.
All right.
The Bible literally says that there were waters that he couldn't even swim anymore. Eran aguas, profundidades que ni él mismo podía nadar. And along the banks of that river, y en los bancos de ese río, the Bible says that there were trees that were planted along the
side. Right.
Y la Biblia dice que en ese río había árboles que fueron plantados a la orilla de ese río. And that's where God wants to take us. Y ahí es exactamente a donde Dios quiere llevarnos. But it's going to require sacrifice. Pero va a requerir sacrificio. This whole praying once a week. Todo esto de orar simplemente una vez a la semana, that ain't gonna work where God wants to take us. Eso no va a servir a donde Dios quiere llevarnos.
I really believe that. Yo lo creo. And I don't know what it is that I'm feeling. Yo no sé lo que es que estoy sintiendo, but I can promise you that I'm going to pray about it. Pero yo le prometo que yo voy a orar. And whatever that is, God's going to break it. Y lo que es, yo no sé lo que es, Dios lo va a romper. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But God's going to break it. Dios lo va a romper. God's going to open up the womb of this church. Dios va a abrir la matriz de esta iglesia. And you're going to give birth to spiritual babies like never before. Y vas a dar, y va a dar a luz a bebés espirituales como nunca antes. God wants to heal the womb of this church tonight. Dios quiere sanar la matriz de esta iglesia esta noche. But it's going to require prayer. It's going to require sacrifice. It's going to require fasting. And it's going to require involvement. Now, if you're not willing to do any of those things, I'm not trying to be mean, but we're moving forward tonight. Yo no quiero ser rudo con ustedes esta noche, pero estamos moviendo hacia adelante. Come on, ain't you tired of living the shallows? Habrá alguien que esté cansado de vivir en lo bajo, or just going by and just going through the motions, de simplemente pasarla más o menos y dejarlo fluctuar por sus emociones. Come on, it's time to jump in and get in the flow of the Holy Ghost. Es tiempo de meterse al fluir del Espíritu Santo. Come on, everybody praying right now. Vamos todos orando en ese momento. Come on, God wants to heal the wound of this church tonight. But it's going to require everybody. Pero va a requerir a todos en este lugar. Lord, every opposition. By the authority of the word of God, and by the name, and by the power that's in the name of Jesus, we bind every opposition, we bind every spirit, oh God, that has come against COT in the past few months, by the power of the name of Jesus, every lying tongue, oh God, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit from hell, every day, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it, God. We release signs. We release miracles. We release the gifts of the Spirit in this church. God, heal the wound of COT tonight. We bind every spirit. We take authority over it. And we put it under our feet by the authority of the word of God and by the power that's in the name of Jesus. Come on, we are the bride of Christ, but the bride with our relationship with the groom is just a body. It's time for the bride to go into an intimate relationship with the groom. The moment that he got to rebecca. The opposition just means that you're in the will of God. The wolves just means that you're in the will of God. That sickness, that depression, that oppression, that resistance just means that you're in the will of God. Come on, it's time to push. It's time to push back the opposition. It's time to fly. It's time to go to the third heavens. I'm tired of living in the shallows. I'm going to the deep. I'm casting my bread on the Incataya.
Shake us, God. Shake us, God. Revive us again, God. Revive us again, God. Revive us again, God. Come on, it's time to get busy about the Father's business. Come on, the pastor, the first lady. Come on, the angels of this city. They have invested so much in you. It's time to invest in the kingdom of God. Come on, it's time for some of you. It's time for some of you to come out of the shallows. Come on, it's time for some of you to... Don't expect pastor and first lady to call all the visitors. It's time for some of you to ask. It's time for some of you to ask for the contact list and say, pastor, let me get involved. Let me call somebody. Let me teach somebody a Bible study. Give me a bus route. I don't know how we're going to do it. I don't know how we're going to buy another van, but we're going to do it in the name of Jesus. We're pushing back the opposition. We're walking by faith and not by sight. Come on, tonight, we're doing business in the deep, in great waters. We're casting our bread. Security, everything that's been making us feel comfortable. Come on, it's time to swim in waters. Come on, but it starts with you. It starts with me. Sick bodies cannot give birth to healthy babies. You hear me tonight? Sick bodies cannot give birth to healthy babies. God wants to heal the spiritual wound of this church. Pastor and Sister Fishburne, I don't know all the things that you guys been going through, but trust me, you guys are in the will of God. You guys are in the will of God. He's seen your tears. He's seen the sleepless nights. He's seen those times that you didn't know how you were gonna do it, but God made a way. Trust me, He's gonna send angels to carry you. He's gonna send angels to sustain you. He's gonna send angels to feed you in the midst of drought, in the midst of drought, in the midst of dryness. He's gonna send the rain, because sometimes the word of God comes like the rain, but sometimes it comes like the snow. Come on, is there a young couple tonight that can get a hold of this burden? I'm not gonna let the pastor, I'm not gonna let first lady do all the work. It's time to pick up your cross. It's time to It's here. The comfort.
here. It's here. It's here. Can gather around Pastor and Sister Fish. We're going to pray for them right now. Everybody. Todos. ¿Por qué no se acerca? Vamos a orar por la hermana Fishburne y el pastor de esta iglesia. I want you to hear me. Célete, yo quiero que usted me escuche. Brother and Sister Fishburne, Pastor and Sister Fishburne are leading you, los está liderando to places, a lugares that they never been, que ellos nunca han ido. And there are going to be times, va a haber tiempos, that he's going to say things, that he's going to preach about things, and he's going to show you the way, not because he knows where he's going, but because God showed him where he wants this church to go. And instead of fighting against him, pray about it with him. Stop with him. Trust the process. I promise you, it's better on the other side. I want you to pray for them. I want you to unite your spirit with them and say, Pastor Fishburne, Sister Fishburne, as God speaks to you, as God leads you, we'll follow, we'll go. Yeah,